He crosses the midfield stripe and makes his way toward this side of the field. But he left his interference on the other side. And now he's by himself down to the 45. He sidesteps nicely, getting away from hypocrisy, and goes to the 43, doing a nice job in the broken field. But there's a player coming up from behind. He's gaining. He dives and makes the tackle beautifully at the 40-yard line in forces of evil territory. Average Christian appeared confident that he was on his way to score, but temptation sneaked in for the tackle. And over on the far sidelines, we can see Satan pacing up and down the sidelines, getting reserves ready for action. Here's Christianity back to the line of scrimmage, and the ball is snapped this time to Average Christian, who drives off his own right tackle, finds a hole, and blasts through to the 32 before the big opposing lineman, Procrastination, brings him to the ground. The tackle who opened that hole for Average Christian was the very capable and important lineman, Church Attendance. He had a hole there big enough to drive the proverbial truck through, and Average Christian drove through nicely until hit hard by Procrastination in the opponent's secondary. Second down two now, as Christianity is out of the huddle once again. The forces of evil set up their defense, and here's the play. It's Average Christian trying the middle of the line. He stopped cold after a pickup of about a yard. It was carelessness on the tackle, as good intentions failed to open a hole in the line. In fact, good intentions was in the way himself on that one. Well, it's third down and a yard, and the Christianity team is calling for a timeout. Just what Christianity will do to stop procrastination, hypocrisy, temptation, and the other forces of evil remains to be seen. We've noted in observing some of the onlookers that there are several famous and successful veterans of this big game in the stands today. They are famous alumni who are on hand to pull for men trying to follow in their footsteps. Among them are such notables as Moses, Gideon, Peter, Paul, and many, many others.
There's
it's time to go back to play now at the Stadium of Life.
Christianity. That's unbelievable.